Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. Welcome to the Cold World Podcast. Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. Today, Michelle and I are going to be talking about black and white parenting styles. We're going to be talking about the parole board here in Wisconsin, truth and sentencing, who's to blame, who's letting who out early, who's responsible and all that. And of course, we'll be talking about other random conversation, but try to always make sure it's relevant, even when sometimes it seems like the conversations are not serious or they're kind of joke or whatever. It's always serious. Try to usually make something tie in or correlate with something to try to make some sense out of it. So with that said, hope everyone has a great rest of your weekend. And until the next time, stay safe out here. And anyone that's listening to my podcast, I really, really do appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I'll holler at y'all soon. Peace.
Shows are better than white comedy shows, and that black comedians are funnier than white comedians? Overall.
Depends on your sense of humor. Depends on your sense of humor.
Yeah, that's true, because, not to make it racial, but like Paul Mooney used to even say, like, how sometimes at his shows, like, remember that one we were watching?
Where the people walked out?
Yeah, them two white people got up and walked out and shit. And I think, because I think they might have came into the wrong show. They might have thought, like, it was going to be, like, some Bill Cosby type stuff. And then he started talking about white people, and they got up and left. That shit was crazy.
So, like, it depends on your humor. Sometimes, like, white comedians, they talk about parenting, which is always funny. Even if you aren't a parent, it's funny.
Right.
So that's similar because black comedians talk about parenting, but the parenting style is different. So
you mean like the discipline and shit between black parents?
Yeah,
and white parents?
So like, and just how people grew up too is different. So like, it's both are funny, but they're funny in different ways.
So like, basically, like overall. White parents are more lenient and a little more soft.
Not always.
I said, for the majority, like, they don't, for the most part, well, maybe that's a stereotype, but I've seen it, though, a little bit in live person, because I've been in some of them white homes, you know what I'm saying, throughout my high school experience. I've seen some of it. You know what I mean? Like, the way some of them kids talk to their parents and stuff, just, like, what they give them. Like, remember I was telling you, like, when me and Irv, we would go out and shit, like, for the weekend, we might go bowling or to a party or something. I remember the very first time that I had spent the weekend over there, and we had went out that night, and we were standing by the door, we were about to go out, and his dad was talking to him and shit. Dude gave him
$80.
Right. That was back when we were in high school.
No,
I was like, God damn, $80? What the fuck? I can get a 20 out of my mom sometimes.
In my experience,
yeah.
I feel like parents that have more money have more more things to bribe their kid with.
Yeah, but, yeah.
If you want your kid to do, the rewards are different, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if one person is like, hey, mom, could I get some spending money? And it would be like, sure, you have to do a chore to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money just isn't just flowing freely.
That's true. But so, I think black parents, for the most part, they don't let their kids just, like, we don't just, like, overall, just give our kids shit, just like here. There's usually, like, we had, when I was growing up, we had to do chores, we had to wash the dishes, we had to cut the grass and shit like that. We didn't just get no allowance, just straight up like here.
I had to do something for it.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't just given.
Like, we got punished and shit like that. I used to get spanked and shit like that and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there were consequences. I'm just saying overall, not all, because there's some tough white parents out here. Overall.
My best friend got the belt.
I got the belt. Shit, man, that shit is nice.
When she told me that, I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, we got the belt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's some white parents that discipline the shit out their kids. You know what I mean? But I was just saying, I think overall, white parents are more, like, they don't believe in spanking their kids. They don't believe in, like, really punishing them and stuff. They don't really, you know what I'm saying? They kind of be letting them talk. They'll be kind of letting them talk to them any old kind of way. Some white kids actually run their homes, telling the parents what to do and shit. Some. And remember my percent. I always say the majority, which is at least 51%. Whatever.
But there's some black families that are like.
Oh, hell yeah. There's some soft black parents. There's some soft Mexican parents. Mm-hmm. There's some soft Asian parents. I ain't trying to offend them. No doubt.
So I think,
but we shouldn't have to stop and say that. People should just know that.
But
you know what I mean?
Sometimes when you had physical discipline as a child, you either are like that or you don't want to be like that. So then you're softer because you don't want to be that.
That's true. But sometimes the kid can end up turning out acting entitled, spoiled. You know, you know what I'm saying?
So in my parenting experience, I was easier on my kids because their dad wasn't. Their dad was extreme. So I was like, well, these kids need a break from that. You can't have both parents.
Marley, I need a break, honey. Yeah.
However, now that they're adults, I kind of feel like I should have been stricter. I could have chosen some strictness that wasn't borderline abuse.
My mom still does that to this day. She'll be, like, blaming herself and stuff. And I got to tell her, like, I chose to do, you know what I'm saying, the shit I did. She raised us well. Single mom. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had real dad around and shit. But she did great.
And
you did
a great job raising
your kids, baby.
I feel like your mom and your stepdad taught you guys manners.
I did learn some shit from my stepdad, though. It wasn't all bad.
Right. But I feel like, you know, the bad stuff kind of sticks in your brain. But then when you look further, you're like, oh, well, we did this together, and he took us here. And it kind of, like, comes out while you're talking about the bad stuff, where you're just like, oh, yeah, he used to take us to the basketball courts.
To the box games.
They used to take us to movies, and they used to take us miniature golfing all those little family things.
We did do
so
stuff
you did
like
get
that.
To experience mom, dad, kid activities.
That's true. Ooh, baby, I just saw one of those commercials, them parole commercials. Dude was talking about how dude got out early and shit. He was blaming Tony Evers. You know, here in Wisconsin, about the parole system and shit. Talking about how he got out. And he got a life sentence, but he got out early and shit. I'm sitting there watching the commercial like, dude, you can't, like, the community can't continue to blame Tony Evers for people getting released early.
That's their release date. That's their release date.
Right, because there are some people still seeing parole. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's not under truth and sentencing right now. And what I'm saying is they need to start blaming the judges and the DAs, because the DAs recommend the time as sentence, how much they think a guy should get or a girl should get. And the judge is the one that says life without possibility of parole or a life sentence or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this dude was complaining that his family member got killed, and then the dude got released. Well, maybe if the judge would have gave him life without the possibility of parole, he would have never got released. But they want to sit there and blame Tony Evers for that shit.
Right.
That don't make no sense.
No.
You want me to go with you?
Sure.
Okay. Let me just grab a little coat. Oh, there's one right here.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. But yeah, they got to stop doing that. But I get it because, you know, a lot of people are, you know, forming their opinion based off just what they're seeing on TV or what they hear. That, you know, if you're not in that world, even if you're not someone that's been locked up, like, you know, even if you're someone that works in those kind of places, or even if you have a loved one, you understand a little more, but the average person don't know all the ins and outs. And they're like, oh, they're getting out early. That ain't how it actually works.
Yeah, and just, I assume people probably just assume everybody's on treatment sentencing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe they do, yeah.
Because that's what it is now.
Mm-hmm, so since, like, 99.
So people don't understand if you were sentenced prior to that,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to get out.
Right. And that's other
thing. Or even if it is truth in sentencing, if you have served your time and now it's time for you to be released, that's it.
Right. So, like, basically, you know, the majority of people that are in prison are getting out. Even if they got a stupid long sentence, they're going to get out at some point. And that's what, like with the Waupun situation. People are like, oh, you know, the conditions are fucked up, blah, blah, blah. That's how max joints are designed for you to do time. Behind bars. You know what I'm saying? I know I was there. Spent 7 months in that bitch. They're bars. But with that parole, like, they people need to just, I wish, because, you know, at least blame the right people. You know? Because that doesn't that just make common sense? You got to blame the DA and or the judge. Because
well,
the guy.
So legislation.
Right.
You know, like,
you
if you're mad.
Lighter.
If you're mad that somebody only was sentenced to so long.
Right.
But, like, that's what the guidelines are.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We'll be okay.
Yeah.
It don't even matter what the situation is. Sometime a judge might want to give someone more time than they actually can. Sometime they may want to give them less than they can. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, they have them sentencing guidelines that they got. It's called like a sentence structure. I've seen it. I've actually seen that shit. Because remember, that there was a lot of that going around during those elections and stuff. Tony Evers is letting everyone out. Tony Evers is letting everyone out. No, he ain't, man. Tony Evers ain't fucking letting people. Tony Evers can do pardons and all that kind of stuff. Tony Evers isn't the one that's actually releasing people.
Right.
And the majority
of
people.
He's not part of the parole board or anything.
Right. And the majority of the people that, that do end up getting paroled, mm-hmm. it ain't like they go to the board their first time and they get paroled. You know what I mean? Because, like, no matter what sentence you have, no matter how small or long, you know, here in Wisconsin, under the old law, before truth and sentencing, mm-hmm. you saw the parole board after 25% of your sentence.
Right.
So, like, if you got 10 years, you went to see the board once you did 2.5 years. That's 25%. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the time, you weren't getting out that first time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Most guys, you go... Especially, you got a long-ass sentence. It can take you 4, 5, 6 times going back and forth to the board before they let you out.
Yeah.
And then by then, the majority of the time, you end up doing, like, the majority of your sentence. You know what I'm saying? And don't be somebody, like, if you got a violent case, there's not too many programs for you to do to get out early.
Yeah.
All the programs they do have for early release are for nonviolent offenders. You got to have a nonviolent case, forgery, burglary, auto theft, you know, some along them lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, I wish people just knew that better. Okay, cool.
I have my B12 being delivered.
Okay.
So I can't leave until back
home. You said you're going to go to the store, Aldi?
Yeah.
Where can you get healthy at Aldi? I ain't trying to shit on Aldi, but...
Oh, they have a lot of
organic. They got healthy stuff?
Now.
Okay. See?
Yeah.
See, I'm stereotyping Aldi.
Yeah.
I just assume they got a bunch of garbage there.
No, Aldi changed
their whole format.
The situation to be more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can have regular grocery, like, because otherwise it's like, oh, I go to Aldi for this, that, and the other thing, and then I go to the Chick-fil-A say for the rest.
Or you must have, that must have been when you went yourself and went to Pick and Save or something too, and then came back and just made it while I was asleep or something.
No, I recall we were at Aldi together.
Okay. Oh, I did like that ice cream from there, that gelato too.
Yes. And
really?
Yes.
We got steaks from Aldi.
Yes.
Oh man, I wish I could throw that shit up now.
Don't do that. Yes.
Oh man, I wish I could throw that shit up now.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry, I'm stereotyping the audio. That shit is garbage.
It's not garbage.
It's a lot of junk food in there, though.
They do have junk food, but if you notice, they have healthier food.
75% of all the junk food.
No, it isn't.
Or salty. You don't think so?
No.
75%.
No, they have more fruits and vegetables now.
I'm gonna say 70%.
This is DBJ again. I hope everyone enjoyed today's episode. Hope I didn't offend anyone too much. You know what I'm saying? It's just always just trying to put stuff out there. You know what I mean? Try to show a lens from my point of view or from my life or my experiences. That's all. You know what I mean? Usually when I'm talking about race, stuff like that is based off my experiences and just how I have seen the world and how the world has treated me. With that said, enjoy the rest of your day. And until the next one, peace.